Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 2nd of May. Glorified as Son of Man. Just prior to the last Passover meal, the Father glorified the only begotten Son of God, speaking to him from heaven. Recounting this interaction between the Son and the Father, the Apostle John wrote, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The Father's name would be glorified again in the Son through the seven wounding events that he experienced as he journeyed from Gethsemane to Calvary. The Father's name would be glorified in the Son as the Son himself was glorified. Christ made this point clear during the last Passover. Following Judas's departure, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, that is, as Yahweh's Son, and God, the Father, is glorified in him." If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him, that is the Son, in himself as Yahweh's Son, and glorify him immediately. From the last Passover, Jesus learned to priest himself as a Son of Man. Moreover, he was progressively glorified as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. He learned this priesthood through the seven wounding events which he suffered and, in doing so, became the author of salvation to all who obey him and follow after him. In the course of these seven wounding events, the Son emptied himself to the death of the cross. He emptied himself all the way to the lowest parts of the earth, where he took the whole of humanity out with him into the sea of God's forgetfulness. However, there, in the lowest parts of the earth, he fashioned us and fulfilled the works that belong to our name as a Son of God in him. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 12 verses 27 to 28. John chapter 13 verses 31 to 33, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, Psalm 139 verses 15 to 16, and Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12. For further study, John chapter 12.